Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A 17-year-old has been missing in southwest Kansas since around Thanksgiving weekend.
Cody Dean Ceniceros was last seen on November 22nd in Dodge City near the Green Acres Mobile Home Park. Cody drives a Chevrolet Tracker and his phone is turned off. He was wearing a dark gray shirt, dark blue pants, and white shoes. Cody is 5'10", 170 pounds, with brown hair, brown eyes, and pierced ears. If you have any info, contact Dodge City Police, KBI, or anonymously online.
A canine officer that authorities say was strangled after chasing a suspect into a storm drain will be remembered in a live stream memorial service. The service for Bain, an 8-year-old Belgian Malinois, is Wednesday morning at 9:30. The Wichita man accused of killing him is in jail on more than $1 million bond. Visit the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office Facebook page for a link to that memorial service. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire. Brady.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Highway Patrol has reported that it assisted more than 1,000 motorists, issued hundreds of citations, and responded to one non-DUI fatal crash this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The Kansas Highway Patrol shared in a press release on social media its Thanksgiving weekend holiday activity report from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 22nd through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 26th, reporting that there were fewer DUI arrests and fatalities than they reported last year. Across Kansas, there were 18 DUI arrests, 621 speed citations, 680 speed warnings, 40 safety belt adult citations, 2 safety belt teen citations, 17 child restraint citations, and 1,117 motorists assisted. According to the Kansas October Labor Report, unemployment across northwest Kansas remained stable between September and October, with only slight fluctuations. Unemployment rose from 2.2 to 2.3% in Ellis County from September to October, and from 3 to 3.2% in Trigo County. Unemployment in Rooks County increased from 2.8 to 3.2%, and in Russell County, it increased slightly from 2.7 to 2.9%. Overall, unemployment in the northwest corner of the state remained low, with no county above 3.2%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% in October, and this is an increase from 2.8% in September and a decrease from 3% in October of 2022. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,200 from September, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 2,400 over the month, while government increased by 800. Since October of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 15,600, and this change is due to an increase of 8,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 7,300 government jobs. As of November 20th, every U.S. household can again place an order to receive four more free COVID-19 rapid tests delivered directly to their home. And if you didn't order tests since the program reopened in September, the site will let you place two orders for a total of eight tests. You can order your test kits through covidtest.gov, and the orders will ship free starting Monday, November 27th. The kits will include instructions on how to verify extended expiration dates, as many kits have had their expiration dates extended beyond what may be printed on the packaging. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you'll never be asked for a credit card or bank account number. You only need to give a name and a shipping address. If you'd like an email confirmation and delivery updates from the U.S. Postal Service, you can submit your email address. Remember, anyone who asks for more information than that is a scammer. So only go to covidtest.gov to order your free test kits from the federal government. When you click to order, you'll be redirected to special.usps.com/test kits. And if you're following a link from a news story, double-check the URL that shows in your browser's address bar. No one will call, text, or email you from the federal government to ask for your information to help you order free kits. If you're contacted, don't give out your credit card, bank account, or Social Security numbers, and do not respond. Instead, report it to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The USDA has reported that the corn and soybean harvests are complete in Kansas. They said that as of Sunday, 100% of both expected crops have been harvested. The sunflower harvest is 92% done, and cotton is at 80%, with pasture and range conditions rated 12% good to excellent. The USDA announced that this would be the final crop progress report for the 2023 growing season. The Kansas Department of Transportation has shared tips on coats and car seats. They said that as we adjust to winter temperatures, it's important to remember that bulky materials can lead to a loose-fitting car seat harness. And they said to instead use lightweight layers and blankets to keep your littlest passenger safe and warm while traveling. The Kansas Department of Transportation shared some tips that include that after the child is secure in the car seat, you can turn their coat around and pull their arms through the holes like a blanket. Consider a lightweight cedar and a stocking cap, and after fastening the safety harness, simply tuck a blanket over them to keep them warm. They added that as a general rule, winter coats shouldn't be worn underneath the harness of a car seat because a bulky coat can result in the harness being too loose to be effective. For more information on child passenger safety, you can visit the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office website at ktsro.org/child-passenger-safety. Norton Lions Club President Samantha Hager has announced that this year the Norton Lions Club will again be conducting their annual Christmas Basket Project. And Lindsay Peterson, the Christmas Basket Project Director, announced that the Lions Club will also be conducting their Angel Tree Project in partnership with a few local businesses. The Christmas Basket Project was started in 1954 by Lion Dale Brunson, and during its 68-year history, the project has provided thousands of baskets filled with food, toys, and clothing to financially stressed families in Norton County during the holiday season. Thanks to the helpful citizens of Norton County, 120 families throughout the county received a Christmas basket last year. The baskets contain a ham, milk, and fruits and vegetables for a traditional holiday dinner, as well as other food to support the families during the holiday season. And each child will also receive toys, clothing, and shoes upon request. The Angel Tree Project began in Norton 8 years ago as a way to allow donors to purchase clothing and gifts for specific children, with both the donor and the recipient remaining anonymous. Last year, over 200 gifts and clothing items were donated to the Angel Tree Project and delivered along with the Christmas baskets. The Angel Trees will be set up at Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, the Heaton Building, and Moffitt Drug. And each tree will be hung with tags giving the age and gender of a child in need, as well as their clothing sizes. Families with multiple children will be kept together again this year to ensure each child in a given family receives the same number of gifts. Donors then return the wrapped gifts to the location where they selected the tag, and the gifts will then be picked up by the Lions. Grocery items can be donated at Jamboree Foods. Canisters for cash donations have been placed in businesses throughout Norton. And toys can be donated at Next Tech, the Chamber Office, Dollar General, and Moffitt Drug. Organizations and individuals can also mail donations to the Norton Lions Club, P.O. Box 235 in Norton. Families who need help this holiday season may sign up to receive a Lions Club Christmas basket at the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce office, or you can contact Lindsay Peterson or Abby Rice directly. The Lions Club will be filling boxes and delivering them with assistance from the multiple local volunteers, and regardless of the weather conditions, deliveries will be made to each family's home on Saturday, December 16th. The Norton Lions Club would like to thank the Norton County community for all the support given to this project over the years, and they wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. For more information or to request assistance, you can call Lindsay Peterson at 785-410-6345. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
If you're hearing a little strange noise from your vehicle, it's time that you give your car some TLC. At Ingle Sales and Service, they have a great selection of parts and accessories, and their expert mechanics will help you with your car maintenance and repairs. So swing by Ingle Sales and Service, where your car deserves the best, and they've got it for you. Drive in, drive out, and drive happy with Ingle Sales and Service, your best car's friend. Visit them today at 209 West Lincoln in Norton.
Hail no. Here's some damage, there's some damage, everywhere you see some hail damage. If this is the case after the recent storms, it's time to give me a call. I'm John Sanders of Sanders Construction Incorporated, and I have 10 years' experience in repairing the damage that Mother Nature brings with wind and hailstorms. Whether you have damage to a shingle or metal roof, siding, or seamless gutters, Sanders can fix, repair, and replace Mother Nature's worst. I'm licensed and insured, so don't stress about the mess. Give Sanders a call. 785-202-0315. Again, that's 785-202-0315.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Canada's win in a second U.S. challenge to Ottawa's dairy import practices under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is yet another blow to U.S. confidence in the deal. The U.S. dairy industry says the latest ruling by a USMCA dispute panel allows Canada to continue to restrict U.S. dairy access to its markets and weakens the agreement value to the U.S. industry. The U.S. brought a second case after Canada made what were considered insufficient changes under an earlier ruling to its tariff rate quotas of low tariffs for a predetermined quota of imports. Industry trade executive Shauna Morris complained before the two rulings that Canada was unfairly granting the TRQs.
Granting the vast majority of them to other Canadian processors that frankly don't have a very strong incentive to be importing from the U.S. and particularly not higher value products.
Raising the question of USMCA's value, when dairy was a key reason for and sticking point in the negotiation of the trade deal.
We will not be able to make full use of the market access terms that the U.S. fought so hard to secure from Canada under USMCA, that we won't be able to ship as much product as we hope to, and or that we'll be able to only ship lower value products.
National Milk Producers Federation head Jim Mulhern calls the latest ruling profoundly disappointing. U.S. Dairy Export Council Chief Krista Harden says the ruling has set a dangerous and damaging precedent, allowing Canada to ignore its USMCA commitments, and that we are committed to working with USTR and USDA to address Canada's harmful actions that help evade USMCA dairy export disciplines. Comments from Shauna Morris, Jim Mulhern, and Krista Harden on Canada's USMCA commitments. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Do you want to make an impact on the future of agriculture? Kansas FFA is growing and needs your help. As the organization has increased the number of chapters and members by 30%, the budget of the Kansas FFA Association has not kept pace. Kansas FFA members, chapters, and FFA advisors deserve the best opportunities possible. The Kansas FFA Foundation is in the midst of its first ever capital campaign to raise $5 million to establish an endowment which will help secure the stability of funding for the Kansas FFA for generations to come. Help the Kansas FFA Foundation reached their goal by December 31st by making a one-time donation or committing to a five-year pledge to the endowment campaign. Tom Hemmer, Salina businessman and Kansas FFA supporter, encourages all to get involved.
If you've had a good FFA experience, or if you believe that kids who are in FFA have a better chance at success, if you believe that FFA chapters make schools and communities better, please give to the Kansas FFA Foundation.
Visit ksffa.org/endowment to learn more about the campaign. And
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Another sunny afternoon coming up across the Central Plains with high pressure parked overhead. Temperatures will get a boost in the western high plains with the 50s coming back today. We still have a bit of snow cover from the northeast down through the south central Kansas counties, so we have cooler temperatures sticking around for those areas. The overall weather pattern looks dry and sunny again tomorrow, and then we have some changes coming up with a low moving out of the southwestern states and into the southern plains. That could bring some showers to parts of Kansas on Thursday and Friday. On the map heading into this afternoon, upper-level high pressure is set up over the central plains with stronger high pressure over the central Rockies. That'll be causing a low-pressure lee trough to develop near western Kansas, and that'll result in a boost in our daytime high temperatures this afternoon. Well into the 50s for our western counties. It'll be a little bit cooler in the eastern counties with that snow cover hanging around, mostly in the 40s. Sunshine through the rest of today and occasionally breezy wind out of the south or southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight will stay clear, not quite as cold as last night with lows mostly in the 20s. Strong high pressure will stay put in the central Rockies on Wednesday. Should be another sunny day and a little bit more breezy with a similar temperature profile, maybe a little bit warmer. Then our next system will move into the Great Basin late Wednesday and cross into the southern plains on Thursday. We'll have the possibility of some precipitation for Kansas into Friday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low to mid-50s with upper teens and low 20s overnight. Low 50s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. Low to mid-40s northeast and low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. In the southwest counties, mid to upper 50s and mid to upper teens for the overnight. Mid-40s to low 50s south central, and tonight we're looking at low 20s. Upper 40s and low 50s southeast, mid-20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.